This is Brooks Henderson speaking for KSTP, Minneapolis and St. Paul. The people in the North Central States almost literally got down on their knees to receive the news of the Allied invasion of France. Ever since January 26, 1942, the invasion of Europe and its necessarily horrible aspects have held the people of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska in an emotional grip. On that day, remember, the first American troop convoy landed in Britain. It was composed largely of boys from these North Central states. These states have also been heavily represented in each subsequent troop convoy to reach the British Isles. Just a few minutes ago, I talked to some of the people of Hutchinson, Minnesota, a small town of a few hundred. Hutchinson is the home of Milburn Henke, who was the first American doughboy to walk down the gangplank when that troop convoy landed in Ireland back in January 1942. The people of Hutchinson are typical of all the people in the Midwest. They spent the day in work and prayer. Theirs were the intimate prayers of persons who know that the lives of their loved ones know rest more than ever in the hands of a compassionate God. Not only were churches devoted to religious services, but theaters and auditoriums also became centers of worship and petition. In Minneapolis, the Radio City Theater opened its doors for an impromptu, non-denominational service with Protestant, Jewish, and Catholic clergymen officiating jointly. Thousands attended. A similar meeting in the St. Paul Auditorium was just as well attended. Yes, the minds of the people in the Midwest were concentrated today on the news which everyone has expected not only for months, but since that day back in January 1942. And it wasn't altogether easy for them to concentrate. There were many distractions. The Red River, which runs along the borderline of Minnesota and North and South Dakota, threatened to overrun its banks and perhaps peril the wheat production of that area, which has long been regarded as the breadbasket of the world and which has accepted the task of supplying a large portion of the soldiers' food. It took the people of Tyope, Minnesota, less than an hour after hearing the invasion news to surpass their quota in the fifth war loan drive. And blood donor centers throughout these states reported donations up 40%. Communities throughout the Midwest area have been jumping the gun on the opening of the war loan drive. And at Plattsmouth, Nebraska, one war plant increased its production tremendously by the simple measure of installing radios so that employees could be kept abreast of the news. At Fremont, Nebraska, Dr. Charles McClellan led a mass prayer meeting. Dr. McClellan was well aware of the feeling of the men storming the beaches. He was chaplain for the invasion forces which swept ashore at Casablanca in North Africa. Many of the smaller cities and communities and villages of these North Central states were ready to express their feelings over the invasion with a blowing of whistles and ringing of bells. Down in Lake City, Iowa, that was the plan, but it didn't go off as scheduled. The emotions were so deeply affected that no one remembered the bells and whistles. But on the Iron Range of Minnesota, they remembered, and by 3 o'clock in the morning, the folks of those cities were out in force. And they didn't celebrate, though, in the usual way. The men who mine that ore from the greatest open pit in the world decided, now that we're up, let's go to work. And they did. And that's the attitude of those miners is typical of the attitude of the people all over the North Central states for whom I'm reporting. We take you now to WKY, Oklahoma City.